there's been some developments here in the last few weeks since we spoke last on this, but the Bill 96 there, the amendments that you guys have kind of walked back there. Can you talk me through the process here that's happened since we spoke last?
Well, Bill 96 keeps is still in committee, so there's still opportunities for people in all parties to make changes to the bill. There are provisions right now that are being discussed around professional orders. So what the requirements would be for professional orders. There still is a lot of discussion around search and seizure. What can the OQLF do? What can they not do? The way the bill stands, it has a significant overreach in our minds as to the ability for OQLF people to search or seize computers, and that needs to be changed. There's still discussions around the use of the notwithstanding clause, which prevents the bill from, or prevents parts of the bill from being challenged in court. So there still is significant issues, and there is the issue of SEJEPs, which obviously has taken up a lot of attention. Whether it's the CAQ amendment that they brought in to limit the number of spaces to SEJEP, or the other amendment to have courses in French for everybody that goes to an Anglophone CEGEP. I think the DG, or the Director General of the CEGEP Federation, came out with some concerns around that, around what it would mean for some students' ability to pass some of those courses. So what we're asking the government to do now is to take a step back to say, okay, if it doesn't work the way it's currently written, if it doesn't work the way that it was intended initially, if it will have an impact on the R score, it has to be changed. So that's what we're asking government to do here, is to look at student success, put it first and foremost above any party's political agenda.
Yeah, I wanted to home in on this this change to the number of the French language courses there in the CEGEPs, because it didn't come, we had touched on it there in our previous conversation, and it didn't come up then, and it hasn't come up yet, but this is an amendment that was introduced by your colleague Ms. David, and was insisted upon by your party. So why would you introduce such an amendment that has such a broad impacts on English students here without any consultations with the CEGEP organizations themselves?
Well, it's something that was brought in as an idea to avoid government imposing Bill 101 to CEGEPs. But as soon as that amendment was discussed in committee, the government did bring in Bill 101 to CEGEPs. So it obviously, the way it stands, it doesn't work. The government opposed having a phasing in period, which makes it so that it has an impact on student success. So it doesn't have the intended consequences that were initially expected, and that's why we're asking everybody around the table to do the right thing here and to ensure student success before anything else.
But is there a reason why the CEGEPs, it seems like they were finding out about these changes as they're being added in or insisted upon by your colleague there. So what was the consultation process, and why weren't English parents or students associations, or B, the CEGEPs themselves consulted?
Well, it's something that had been in the air for quite some time. It's something that had been publicly discussed over a year before the amendments were brought in. But obviously, the way you do such amendments is critical, and the way this one is suggested to be introduced doesn't really work. The government has a provision in there that says, well, you can't use these courses, or these three courses wouldn't count for, or, sorry, let me rephrase. The government says that French second language courses, which are already in place, and physical education courses couldn't be counted as your three CEGEP courses. Which means you would have to take, I don't know, chemistry or philosophy or something else in French. And obviously, if you do that and you don't have the proper language skills, it's going to have an impact. So if you combine that specific amendment on the courses with the fact that you can't take French second language courses to count for them, and you don't have a phasing in period, it simply doesn't work the way it was expected. And that's what leads to a possible R score changes, and that's what leads to possible to possible student success issues. And that's why we're asking government, if we can't do this properly, then let's not have that clause in there. And because you have to put student success first and foremost before anything else.
Mm. And so are you asking them to back up, track on it just sort of unequivocally, or are there, would there be certain concessions, like say, like you said, a delay time between when this is implemented that you would like to see? Or
what we're asking government now is to remove those items, and obviously government has majority around the table, so we do need their approval to do this, but no government in their right mind knowingly would leave a clause in there that would have an impact on student success. So now that the DGs of the CEGEPs have spoken and have given us a true picture of exactly what it means, the bill's still open. The bill is still up for debate. It's still time to make those changes.
Would you call it a mistake on the behalf of your colleague there to insist upon this specific amendment and then now turn around whatever a couple weeks later and then demand that it be removed?
Well, I think the way it was brought in wasn't the right way, and if you combine it with the government changes, obviously it doesn't work. So a mistake at this point would be to leave it the way it is and to expect students to just adjust to it. It doesn't work that way. You have to put policies in place that favor student success. And when you find out that something is, in the way it's done, limiting, you have to change it. And it would be a mistake to keep going in this track. But if you look at combining the CAQ amendment, this amendment, and the no phasing in period, obviously it can't stand the way it is.
Andre, anything else you want to add on that? Or I'll give you the last word here.
No, Bill 96 as a whole has a series of problems for the English-speaking community. We were able to make some good amendments, like withdrawing the healthcare sector from the bill, but obviously there still is a number of issues. We intend to vote against the bill. I will vote against the bill because at every turn, government is introducing new changes to make it even more significant on the English-speaking community. And the people of the Pontiac sent a petition to us last week saying we want three things removed: no impact on municipalities, no impact on the administrative burden of small businesses, and no impact on people choosing the CEGEP of their choices. Those are three things that government clearly has chosen to do, and that's why, as the representative of the Pontiac, I'll be voting against this bill.